Hey, Brandon, I'm just going to talk through the paper from start to bottom. The opening line has great potential, but since flawed reasoning, intense desire, and charged emotion are not really items, the phrasing doesn't work. Since you talk about a cauldron later, you could simply say those ingredients. A minor organizational issue in the second paragraph after the colon, you describe anger first and then greed, but then in your discussion you reverse, so just you want the order to match, so greed first then anger. At the end of that paragraph, you give a nice example of what is not envy with the business person and his boss. A really good point. But then you say that there are no feelings of injustice, but I do think that someone who believes that he deserves a raise thinks it's unjust when he doesn't get it. So your point is a good one. I just think the second part doesn't work as well. And then you go into a literary example, which is always helpful. It seems to me at this point that pride, the sin of pride, seems to factor in as much or more than greed and envy. And so maybe that bears some exploration also. Your anecdote is good, but I want something more concrete. You never tell us what the competition is. Was this a math competition, a speech competition, debate, a sport? I mean, the fact that you're all filing in and judges are announcing makes me think it's something academic, but giving us something more specific, a context, would help. You say that your overconfidence became unsettling doubt. But then you say you felt larger than life when you walked into the auditorium, so that's not quite right. I made a few comments or markings in that section. When you say they are going through the places, I don't know who they are. You've shifted verb tense from past tense to present, which is kind of disconcerting. You want to be consistent in there. Great visual image with the mental video looping in your head. Wow, I've been there. And drinking from the goblet of success, wanting a free refill. Nice and inventive. When you mentioned that the witch stirred the cauldron, I don't know who the witch is. Envy can't be the witch because envy is the competition. But that was a little confusing. And the end works. You find a nice way to get to a benefit of envy. I don't know if it's really a solution. The envy doesn't go away. It's just converted into something more positive. Some examples would help. You say that you won your competition, but what did